Yeah, they eat early.
As the school year was nearing an end, we stood with Robert Scott in one of the original hallways of the high school as students changed classes. Scott reached out with his fatherly concern, a mark of his legacy that has spanned more than four decades.
Did you have a good meeting this morning?
Yeah.
Good.
Mr. Scott, as you're standing here and it's kind of the final weeks as students are walking through the hallways, how are you feeling about this? Is it a little bit bittersweet to know that you won't be talking to these students next season?
When your identity is built into those young people who change every 4 years, it's a challenge to walk away.
Will you miss these hallways?
Yeah, this is the original one. This hallway in particular, of course. It's nice to walk around St. Joe's.
Scott began his career as a teacher at the LaSallian All-Boys High School in 1971. Later, he was elevated to vice principal, principal, and president. But after 48 years, Scott said he's ready to enjoy retirement and spend more time with his family.
What have you seen change for these students, and how do you keep them grounded?
At graduation, my remarks intended to relate the class of 68, our Jubilee class, with the class of 2018. 1968 was a horrible year. We lost Martin Luther King Jr. We lost Bobby Kennedy. There was the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Three of alumni of St. Joe's died in 1968 over in Vietnam. But in 2018, these kids have never known a world without terrorism. That's a daily concern. And even worse is the new normal, a horrific new normal. The day after graduation, 10 people were killed in a school in Texas. Those things weigh, I think, on our young people a lot more than people believe. But their world is it's a fractured world, and they're victims in this world. So I worry about them, and I do worry about the mental health issues. Every person I know in a school system, that is a concern for them. But the concern is what we adults have brought upon these young people.
What will you miss? Because sitting here on campus and looking back at the decades that you've been here, this campus has grown immensely under your leadership.
I've been here because of the young people. And I've got 40-some years of young men and now older men. That first group that I taught loves to tell me, well, you're 10 years older than we are. We remember that when you were here and we broke you in. But those young people and the young people of today, that's why you get into this business. And if you like kids, it's a great place to be. We have a great opportunity to watch young boys become young men and wish them well as they leave here. And to see the transformation that takes place during these 4 years is incredible. And I've had the opportunity lately to then see them 10 years later, 20 years later, almost 50 years later. What a privilege that is.
Reading some of the stories about what different alum have said about you is how you supported them in that school discipline way, but also I think in some ways you might have served as a perhaps a father figure or an uncle or a friend to them.
My style was not to go to mom and dad originally. Let's make a deal. St. LaSalle, who I follow as closely as I can, talked about, we use the phrase touching hearts. It's really winning hearts. So if I could make a deal with a boy, listen, I'm not going to go home now, but if you do this again, then we're going to do whatever. If you can win him and have him believe that you're on his side, makes it a lot easier going forward. And that's what it's all about, is getting that boy to become a part of it and getting that boy to agree to begin to grow up. That's what works.
Enjoy your retirement.
I hope to. Just don't ask me what I'm going to do because I have no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Robert Scott, retiring president of St. Joe's in Kenmore. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.